Hello, everyone. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. It's the Olympics, and if you're anything like me, you are glued to your TV during those 2 weeks. I become a fan of pretty much every sport during the Olympics, and I keep my TV on all the time. And tell me if you guys do this, but I become like really passionate fans of sports like curling, sports that I would never, ever do or really be interested in otherwise. But during the Olympics, it's just there's just something about it. And you just it just takes you over. The Olympic spirit just takes you over and you can't help but cheer, you know, so loudly in your living room for every single Olympic athlete. So there are quite a few Americans. If you're listening here in the U.S., but there are also some Mormons competing for other countries as well. Mormon athletes from all different countries competing in the Olympics. So when you're watching the Olympics for these next few days that are left in the Olympics, I want you to kind of watch for these names because, you know, I'll be cheering for these guys, even though they're not Team USA. So David Bissett, 34 years old, he's a Canadian bobsledder who will be competing in his third Olympics in Sochi. So interesting. And he's a member of the Crystal Ridge Ward in Calgary, Alberta, Foothills Stake in Canada. So go David. Okay. Also, Australian snowboarder Tora Bright is returning to the Olympics after becoming one of the most celebrated competitors during the 2010 Vancouver Games. She won the gold on the halfpipe competition 4 years ago. So I am interested to see how she does during these Olympics. Also returned missionary, Chris Foat, I'm guessing, F-O-G-T, and his teammates are on the United States four-man bobsled team, and they're expected to compete for a medal in Sochi. He's from Alpine, Utah. LDS loser, Kate Hansen, 21 years old. She's going into the Sochi Olympics from a hot streak. She's a student at Brigham Young University and from California. Also, American Jessica Jensen will be competing in her first slopestyle event in the Olympic Games. Chris Nickham, a loser competing in the men's doubles event, returns to the Olympics for the third time. American alpine skier Steve Nyman will be competing in his third Olympics in Sochi. He's from the Riverwoods Ward in Provo, Utah. And fans of the LDS skeleton racer Noelle Pikus-Pace are likely well aware of the athlete's deep religious beliefs because the cover of her blog, teampikuspace.blogspot.com, it actually includes a link to church websites. So interesting. And she is from Eagle Mountain, Utah. Okay, well, we wish them the very best, and watch for those names as you're watching the Olympics for a few more days. Well, let's talk about some goal setting, because those athletes no doubt have set and achieved a lot of goals to get where they are. And most of us won't be winning a gold medal anytime soon, but our personal goals are still very important. And I love this quote by President Uchtdorf, and he said, "We spend so much time and energy comparing ourselves to others, usually comparing our weaknesses to their strengths. This drives us to create expectations for ourselves that are impossible to meet. As a result, we never celebrate our good efforts because they seem to be so much less than what someone else does." I think if one of my goals or accomplishments was put next to something like making it to the Olympics or winning a gold medal, it would probably look pretty small and insignificant, but we are all on different paths in life. And it's worth remembering that in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30, the two servants who put their master's money to good use were praised equally. Ultimately, it didn't matter that one ended up with 10 talents or portions of money and another ended up with 4. They were both welcomed into the joy of the Lord. Only the third servant, the one that did not try at all, is the one who missed out. Well, one of my goals this year is to read the Book of Mormon more often. And it's a simple goal, but it's one that's shared by thousands and thousands of people. And if you're on Instagram, I'm on Instagram at Jennifer Stagg. That's my handle. But if you're on Instagram, you need to check out B of M 365. That's the handle. Or you can also look up the Book of Mormon in 365 days. Now, this is the neatest account. And every day it posts portions of scriptures for you to read to stay on track for reading the entire Book of Mormon this year. Brilliant, right? It's like a daily reminder if you're on Instagram to read this portion of scripture. There's also a direct link on that Instagram account to Mormon.org where you can get a free copy of the Book of Mormon if you don't already have one, or if you want to give one to somebody else, you can click over there. And so far, there are 44,000 followers on that account. That is so amazing. So many people working toward the same goal. Now, another quote from President Uchtdorf: successes may seem tiny to you and they may go unnoticed to others, but God notices them and they are not small to him. If you consider success to be only the most perfect rose or the dazzling orchid, you may miss some of life's sweetest experiences. Something to think about as you go throughout your day. Well, I hope you have a very good one, a great day. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and this is Mormon Channel Daily from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And today's song of the day is The Journey Within by Paul Cardall.